It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. For the first time ever, New York State is offering so-called accessible absentee ballots for blind and low-vision voters in every county. That's the result of a recently settled lawsuit. But as WNYC's Olivia Eberts reports, some of the voters say the state's new ballots come with a few problems.
Homepage dash New York State Board of Elections dash Google Chrome.
Rich Lane is one of New York's many blind voters. He's sitting at a wooden desk in his Mount Kisco apartment, sifting through his email for a ballot with screen reading technology.
Where was that? I think it was here.
Board of Elections, phone and enter.
Let's see.
Board of Elections, 25 Court White Plains, 99 absentee phone number.
It's the first ever statewide absentee ballot for blind and low vision voters. Because of a legal settlement from last spring, blind voters can now receive the new ballot online, and they can fill it out using their assistive technology of choice. But many blind voters say they're not totally happy with the new ballot. Their main issue is they have to print it out and mail it in.
Blind people often don't have computer printers because they're not of much use. We don't read print.
That's Ian Foley. He's an advocate with the American Council of the Blind. He wants blind voters like himself to be able to return their ballots online. He says the state only issued the ballots in the first place because blind advocates sued them. For its part, the State Board of Elections says there are security issues with returning ballots online. Yet blind activists point out that 25 states do allow electronic ballot return of some kind. Still, Rich Lane says the process is improving for blind voters like himself. Years ago, when Lane was first voting as a blind person, a Republican and a Democrat sat with him to help him make his selection. Practices like that eliminate voter privacy.
It's a bit awkward having other people observe your vote, you know, especially when if you're voting straight Democrat and a Republican sitting next to you.
Across the living room from Lane, on a chocolate-colored leather couch, Lane's girlfriend, Audrey Shading, nods in agreement. She used to rely on family members to help her vote, including once soliciting help from her 8-year-old daughter, who had a differing perspective on the candidates.
She wanted George Bush to be in because Barbara Bush was helping children learn to read, and we were voting for Bill Clinton.
So Lane and Shading say, at least with the new ballots, they can vote in private without any influence from children or members of the opposite political party. Most blind voters I talked to for this story say they prefer the relative ease of the accessible absentee ballot over going to the polls. But some prefer to vote in person. Maria Samuels is the director of Westchester Disabled on the Move, a nonprofit center for people in Westchester and surrounding counties with disabilities. She says it's important for blind and disabled voters to cast a ballot in person so poll workers and others can understand the lengths blind people go to vote.
If they don't know you're in their community, they are not going to understand your needs.
At the same time, Samuels acknowledges homebound voters should have the option to return their accessible ballots electronically. So far, nearly 1,000 New York voters have requested the accessible ballots for this upcoming general election. The state says the rollout has gone smoothly. But in Mount Kisco, Rich Lane is running into issues.
Pulled an eligible voter with his information was not found, period.
Okay, let's see.
Lane was able to request his ballot just fine. But now that it's time to open it and actually vote, the website won't let him. So he has to call the Board of Elections again.
My name's Rich Lane. I'm a blind voter. I got one of those accessible ballots from Albany.
The State Board of Elections told me Lane did not put in his information correctly. But Lane disputes that.
All it wants is my name and date of birth. As far as I know, I remember how to spell my name and what my date of birth is, so I don't know.
Lane hopes one day he'll be able to vote just as easily as everyone else. Olivia Eberts, WNYC News.